And I want to welcome everybody that's tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for watching us. I appreciate you if you're watching me right now on Facebook Live. Thanks a lot. If you're listening to me at www.k100radio.com, I also appreciate that. If you're listening to me over on the TuneIn Radio app or on our mobile app, however you listen to us, or if you're watching it after the fact, if you're listening to it on SoundCloud or on YouTube, however you're just checking out the content, again, I really appreciate it. I hope y'all Thanksgiving weekend was great. This is the first show we did after Thanksgiving weekend, so I hope everything was great. Hope everything went good for you guys and you was safe. So we didn't do Black Friday and we didn't do Cyber Monday. What we did was we did a special blue light special flash sale contest. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But first, I want to go ahead and jump into our first interview of the day. But I got to tell you guys how I just did the next interview. It's crazy. All right. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. You can see it scrolling on your screen right now if you're watching this on Facebook Live. I appreciate you guys checking in. Our first interview that we got today, we've got DJ Budget Money in the building. DJ Budget Money, what's going on, bro? Oh,
man. Just chilling.
Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you. I didn't get a chance. I saw that you was on the phone line, but we did some last-minute stuff, so I didn't get a chance to actually check you in, but I saw that everything was good, and I actually opened up your line real quick to listen to make sure you were there and everything. So, you know, I didn't even really just tell him that we was getting ready to go live. I was just like, DJ Budget Money. He's like, on point. Boom. He's a professional. He can do this.
I'm right here.
He's right here. Shout out to him. He's pro. He does this. This is what he does. DJ Budget Money, man. What's going on, bro?
Oh, man, just chilling, man. Just doing my grind.
I know, right? So, you know, you hit me up and you said, you know, you wanted to rock with us over at K1's Red, and we said, of course, we can make that happen. Now, first of all, tell everybody where you represent. Where you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon? Damn.
Yep.
Long way.
Yeah, all
what's
the way on
up?
The West Coast.
Portland,
oh, man.
I said Portland is in the building, man. What's going on? What's up?
Oh, man, just chilling, just taking a break from my usual day of grind in the studio or looking at music, getting stuff ready for the next gig, you know, just stuff like that.
All right. And, you know, when you first hit me up and you was like, you know, DJ Budget Money, and I was like, okay, you want to chop it up, you want to do an interview. And then you had songs. So I said, at this day and age, and I'll talk to you about this extensively in a minute, you know, DJs have record deals. Like DJ Khaled got one of the biggest record deals, and he's a DJ. He's not even an artist. He's a DJ. He has a literal record deal. Now in the era where DJs are putting out singles more than artists. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It's a crazy world that we live in now. But, you got music and stuff that we got loaded up and that we're going to play. And I'm going to jump into that with you. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and set the segment off with that and start with those questions right there. As a DJ, tell me about what you got going on musically, but besides being a DJ and breaking music, because we've got songs by you that we're getting ready to play. So tell me how all of that came to be. You're a DJ, but you got songs you're putting out.
The album I put out with Ayatollah called Weapons of Mass Production Episode 1, he just came over to my lab, and we're just sitting there just chopping up and, you know, just had some Popeyes or whatever, just had something to drink, and he was like, dude, I got this beat. You want to check it out? Because I know you did Miss Fat Booty, you know, and you did, like, the track for Ari the Rugged Man, Chains, and the list goes on. And he goes, dude, we need to work on a project together. I'm like, okay, I'm down. Let's do it. I'm like, give me like your best like eight. I'm like, okay, here you go.
Right.
And I was like, you got more? I was like, yeah, that'll be for episode 2. And then I got a solo beat coming out like super quick coming up. So
I mean, it was just that simple. Like, that was it.
Yeah,
you know
we basically chop it up because I remember DJing. We did like a thing called a Sunday PDX party over here in Portland.
Uh-huh.
We had Shortcut came out one time. We had Revolution come out one time. Ayatollah did a little thing one time. We have DJ P came out. We were doing a lot of summer shows, like once a month, like on a Sunday. And I was DJing one time with him, and then I told him, like, you know, you might have to come to my studio one time, you know, do a little recording or whatever, or lay some tracks down. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Kind of like almost brushed it off. I'm like, just some regular old Joe, just probably asking to do stuff. I'm like, then I picked him up one day. I was like, man, you got to come to my studio. I'm serious. I just need some more inspiration. I need some more, you know, I need some more people, like, that's willing to make the movement side by side. And then he's just like, okay. Pick me up. So I laid down the first track, and he goes, okay, let me do one right off the top of the head. So I laid one out like real quick. I said, I'll give you a 4-bar, and then I'll drop another 8-bar after that. And he's like, oh man, we got to work on a project. I'm like, I got like beats galore, just like stacked in my head, and then stacked on my Roland 909. That's the first beat machine I bought whenever it came out.
Right.
And then I've been rocking the MPC Studio.
Okay.
And wherever I go, I just make a beat wherever I go. And sometimes I'll stomp my foot on the ground, or take the old glass bottle Snapple, take the lid out, make my little clap right there using that, and I'll retweak it. There's my snare.
That's crazy.
So,
The days, I like what you said, how you just gonna make your own snare on the fly. Like, okay, all right. You know, the days of where we're at now, and I'm literally a living testament of the hybrid of the person who's just more than just a producer or more than just a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So I'm a fan of people who do more than just one thing. I'm literally that person right now, right? So when you said that, you know, you just, you know, you're a DJ, everything, but then you start you started going to a little bit of producer lingo.
Yeah.
You start talking. So which one is the one that I guess you would say, because we're interviewing DJ Budget Money, so people are probably expecting, you know, a DJ mind frame. But when you're a producer, you have both of them. So you're actually kind of in a unique situation that I can relate to, where you're somebody who can actually play music and break music, but you're also a creator of music. And it often puts people in a crazy space, in a crazy position, you know what I'm saying, to where they really just like, you know, you because DJs tend to think one way, not all of them, but let's just be honest, most DJs and a lot of DJs tend to think one way about a lot of things when it comes down to music, breaking music, should you get paid for this, that, and the third, you know, the controversies. I'm pretty sure they got the same kind of controversies in the music industry as the music industry. So how do you handle being a DJ and a producer at the same time? Because you got to walk, I have to walk the line of being an artist, producer, and a program director at K1's Radio. So I have to look at everything from different sets of eyes. I wear different hats at different moments. How do you juggle it? And then how do you say, okay, if you understand what it's like to be in the lab cooking up something. So when the artist comes up to you and you're DJing a gig and you want to show them some love because you know what it's like to sit in there for those hours and create some shit that you want to get broken. You got a DJ. You're a DJ. You got to keep the party going. You got a job to do. How do you handle it?
Well, like if they came up with me like, dude, I got this MP3 or this record here, can you play that? I was like, well, man, I mean, if I could have listened to it beforehand, and I'll give you like 60 seconds. If that don't woo me in 60 seconds, man, I can't rock the crowd with it. If I can't rock the crowd, man, we got to go back to the lab and refix it. But with the hat situation, I treat the DJing, producing, sitting and engineering people's songs for them. I sit there. It's kind of like marriage and kids. You got to learn how to handle each and every one of those scenarios. You know, your wife wants something, your kid wants something. So it's just like the DJing aspect. I'm like, okay, the crowd wants something. I'm like, I know how to rock a crowd. I know how to scratch. I know how to juggle. The first thing I started was juggling, scratching. Trick mixing, hot mixing, long mixing, short mixing, and then like just I could switch my light switch on and off. I'm like, okay, today I'm gonna be producing, cool.
Right.
Switch it off, switch it, and I'll go back into DJ, and then I'll take another light switch. I'm like, I'm gonna engineer this guy. So it basically comes down to it's just multitasking. I lay my whole. I have a big calendar. I'm like, this is what I'm gonna do each single day. Each part of the day, okay, I'm going to spend this amount of time, I'm going to be doing this, and I'm like, I need to make 5 beats. I'm like, okay, so I only need 2 hours. Okay, right. Simple.
All right. Well, so, you know, you said it like, yeah, simple, but I've come to learn the hard.
But it's pretty complex.
It is. Not pretty complex. It's fucking complicated, bro. It's complicated. You know what I'm saying? Like, just trust me, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? So I know people listening like, yeah, you know, I don't want to downplay what it is when you have to wear all those hats because I'm literally doing it. So it's like, I know people may think it's easy, but it's actually a little bit more complicated because each one of those things, you have a whole list of responsibilities that come with doing each one, scheduling, you know, and time and everything. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. I think I got a call. Let me make sure this call isn't somebody that want to talk to DJ Budget Money. I'm going to take a call real quick and see if they want to talk to you real quick. Let me see. That's the number if you want to call in and holler at any one of our guests while we're live right now doing these direct line interviews. Or you can holler at us on the Facebook Live feed. Shout out to everybody that's watching over on Facebook Live right now. I appreciate you guys checking in. Or you can call the number that's scrolling on your screen right now if you're watching the feed, 347-934-0966. Area code 724-835. This is K100 Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's good, man? What's happening?
What's happening? Who's this?
It's the Finesse Gang in this thing, man.
Hey, we in here.
Oh, okay. Finesse Gang, what's it's going on, man?
Finesse Gang, you know.
Y'all calling in for our interview that we got coming up next. But be patient, we'll get there. We got Prophecy on deck for our second interview. But I'm glad you guys are calling in right now and listening to this particular interview too with DJ Budget Money too. I appreciate you guys supporting and calling in.
Live with y'all, man. Shout out DJ all around the world.
All right, stand by.
All right, cool.
Yes, people are calling in right now. I guess we got Prophecy coming up in the second half of the hour. We got DJ Budget right here, live right here on K100 Radio for another direct line interview. And I think that when I'm talking to people who are more than just one thing, producers and their DJs and hell, maybe artists or engineers or whatever else they got going on, I like to always ask them about what do they feel about different aspects and different lanes. So as a DJ right now, what do you feel about the culture, DJ Budget Money, of the DJ? Because right now, DJs are in a funny space where they tend to want to be – well, not tend to want to be. In a lot of instances, they are the biggest star in the room is the DJ, right? Where it didn't used to be that. The DJ used to be the guy that you really didn't know like that, but he was really the guy that everybody in the room wanted to know, but the general public didn't know. But now you got superstar DJs. So – What do you think about the DJ right now and the way they're perceived in the industry and just in general right now? Do you like where it's moving to where DJs are being stars, or do you think, because some people say, man, DJs need to just stick to the craft and focus on that, because now we got DJs who don't even know how to scratch, but they're some of the biggest DJs in the world. They don't even know how to blend. They can just beat match and then they're getting $50,000 per gig. You know what I'm saying? Where the purists are like,
yeah,
they're not even DJs and they can't even get gigs. What do you think about that right now?
It's such a hard thing to understand. Like, for me, if I actually got to the point where I became a superstar, I started in 97, 98. I didn't have Serato, so I had to learn how to count my beats. So the quicker I count the beats, I break it down into fours. I count the quarter of that beat, then I just add the three quarters, and boom, I know where I'm at. But once you start knowing songs, start knowing how to beat match, I mean, like, the DJs nowadays, if they can, like, understand where we come from, you know, and apply that to their knowledge and then take that to a whole new level, you know, the subject could be really touchy. But me, I'm such an old school, but then I'm willing to move with the times. I'm willing to, you know, get my laptop, use Serato. But I think DJs, well, they need to know every aspect of, you know, the whole art form. And I believe on taking everything to the next level. I believe on moving forward with times, because this, you know, this, the whole world moves. So we all got to move. And I'm not against anybody trying to make their bread. I mean, I'm going to go out and make my bread too. but then I'm, you know, I mean, people came up and say, hey, man, you want to battle? I was like, hey, okay, give me a time and place. I'll be there. You know, I've been in DJ battles. You know, I've done this. I did a lot of low-key battles, you know, Guitar Center battles, you know. Okay. But it's a lot of it's political, too, if you think about it.
Yeah, it is. I've never really talked to a DJ on the air who actually did one of those Guitar Center battles. Like, how did you even get the plug in? Because I know people who tried to do them and they never get picked, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, how did, you know, I know so many DJs here in Atlanta who was like, man, I be seeing these. I've never met a DJ who actually was one of the, well, not, I take that back. I met some, but never had a chance to chop it up with one who actually got a chance to be in one of the Guitar Center battles. How did you even make that happen? Because I know people who've been trying to
do it. I just, like, basically.
Yeah,
you know, and then I just walked. Yeah, if you know something, you got it in. Cool. I can get into a DMC battle if I wanted to. You know, but it's just like knowing somebody and just going up there's like, dude, I'm gonna battle. I've been in a lot of battles. I never really had the problem of getting in. You got to pay to get in the battle.
Did you pay to get in the battle?
Actually, no, I didn't have to.
Exactly. That's.
Yeah, I didn't have to, but a lot of other big battles, like Portland, we had a battle in Portland, and then it was like 50 of us battling, and I'm like, well, man, there's a lot of talent. I'm like, man, I didn't really get that far, but It was a good feeling. I love being in a battle. I love being rocking a crowd. It's just the art form of being a DJ is just I'm not going to stop until my casket drops. You know, that's how I put it, you know. And when it with producing, people say,
right.
man, you got to take a rest, break. I'm like, man, you got a wife, you got a kid, and you're DJing and you're producing. There's no time to sleep. You take a
right.
power nap. That's all you get. That's all you get.
That's
Only
all
time
you get.
Sleep bro. Is when you're dead.
Power nap.
So, yeah.
Checking us out, man. Right, live right now, K-Wedge Radio. DJ Budget Money is on the phone line right now. I see Miss Isha checked in. What's going on? I see DJ IM is in the building. I'm chopping up with everybody that's checking out my Facebook Live. I see Katrina was watching. DJ Cool Hand was watching. All right, see Renee was watching it. You feel me? What's going on, everybody? Thanks, everybody, for checking us out on the Facebook Live feed. I appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. And 30 minutes goes real fast when we're chopping up with these direct line interviews. But I'm talking to the homie DJ Budget Money right here on K100 Radio, who's a producer and a DJ. When you got those two combinations, man, you know, you can always have some dope shit come out. You feel me? And we got some music that he wants us to check out, too, also. I got two songs, man. I'm going to let you tell me which one you want the people to hear first on K100 Radio. We got Cruising and we got Dope Shit. What you think, homie? Which one you want to rock
both
with?
Both are good. I like Cruising, too. I love them all, man. I love all my beats. You can rock,
so
you can rock Cruising.
Who's spitting on the beat?
Oh, no. It's just all instrumental. They're up for anybody that wants to use them. For anybody that wants to use them.
Oh, okay. So
I ain't tripping.
I was confused there because when you sent it to me, I was like, okay, I know we was talking about you. And I know you're a producer and a DJ, but then I was like, okay, did he do a track with somebody? Because I didn't see that on the MP3. So I was like, I didn't know if it was a featured artist. So you just wanted to showcase some of your production and let people know what's going on, beats or whatever. And these beats are and these are tracks that you just want people let people know that hey, you got some beats and you want to sync them up and plug them in with some people, right?
Yeah, they're up for grabs. You know, I don't care. They can use them all they want.
Do you have a
long enough?
Let me ask you this. Let's jump into producer Budget Money. Do you have a beat? Do you have a beat website? Do you do leases or you know is everything exclusive? Tell us about that before we play some of these tracks.
Right now I have my www.djbudgetmoney.net. Basically it just has everything all in one, like my bio, the album. You can get it individually or you can get the whole thing. You know, it just talks about just everything what I do, basically. I'm working on a solo, but then that solo album of instrumentals is also going to be, you know, the next album of the same beats is going to all be featured with artists. So I'm going to do them like one with artists and one without the artists, and I'm just going to just drop them. I'm trying to get that ready by this coming summer. I'm hoping by like maybe the end of April.
Right.
I got the beats ready. I just got to get the artist to get some more pen and pad.
Okay. Well, it's not that easy because you don't want anybody coming on there saying anything, obviously, right? You don't want anybody.
Yeah, I don't want the pen and pad, and they have to perform. They have to, like, spit at least their song to me and at least a freestyle. So I want to know a freestyle, and you know, because I'm all about, like, man, it has to be at least 110%, like, gold. I mean, this thing has to be, like, rocking hard.
All right.
You know.
One more question though before I play a couple of tracks and let people hear some of the production that you got on deck. Tell me about the hip hop scene in Oregon, in Portland per se. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I've heard
man.
A lot of, everybody that I know that goes to Portland to visit likes it. They say they don't necessarily know if they want to live there, but they all love to visit. I haven't been to Portland. I want to go because I've heard many of my friends say they like to visit. It's a great place to just party and have a good time. But tell me about the independent music scene out there, you know, being with the independent artists. Like, what is the grind like?
Oh, the grind is hard, man. A lot of people are like, we're all entwined. Like, you know, going to the record store, we'll see other DJs or MCs digging for beats. We got Cool Nuts over here. We got DJ Chill over here. You know, we got a lot of, like, you know, the Carolina song. He was from, you know, he's from Portland. You know, he grew up from here. He went to school here.
Right.
It's such a big, you know, place to be when it comes to like the nightlife, the food, the music, you know, everything is just cool. I left Oregon for a while, but it always brought me back. I don't know how many times it brings me back. I can't leave. I love it here. You know,
well,
we get all the weather here. We don't just get just dry or just snow or rain or whatever. We get all the seasons here, and it's cool. I love it. And the summertime is cool because it's not so hot. It's cool. I can cruise. I can shine my rims. I'm good. I'm golden. You know, the nightlife is cool. Everything is – everybody's out and about during the night, man.
Is weed legal there?
Always something different. Huh?
Is weed legal there? Is the weed legal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You were going to leave that part out, right? You can leave that part out. You can leave the main part. I was trying to wait. I was waiting to see, is he going to mention the fact that you can just smoke weed like it's Denver and shit? Like, you was going to leave that one important fact out. You weren't even going to mention that shit, was you? You was going to leave that part out.
No, it would have came in.
Eventually, right?
In.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I'm going to play a couple of these tracks real quick, though. I want to stop my background music. I'm going to play a couple of these tracks that you got right here on the broadcast real quick.
Okay.
And I didn't know they weren't actual songs, so I'm gonna have to turn your volume down real quick, just let them play. You know what I'm saying? I play like, you know, I won't let them play all the way through, but just enough so people can get the gist of them. I'm gonna play Cruising, right? I'm gonna let people check this one out real quick.
Radio, hip hop, and R&B.
And we're back. I'm sitting on the line with DJ Budget Money right there. We just checked out some of his production. I want to make sure that he gives you out the information that you can go and check out some more of his production. Give us out all your social media info and all of your website info and everything like that, man. But if anybody want to check out any of those beats and they want to copy anything from you, go ahead real quick.
You can go to Facebook and then just hit DJ Budget Money. At the end, www.djbudgetmoney.net. Basically, you can just put DJ Budget Money on the Google search, and everything will pop up. Like my .com, Twitter's, Instagram, everything will pop up. My YouTube's and everything. So I made sure it was on Google. So you just hit it. You just hit my name on Google. Just DJ Budget Money right on Google, and you're good.
All right, DJ Budget Money in the building. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Coming to check us out over here at K100 Radio. I appreciate everybody who's watching us over here on Facebook Live. Big ups to those guys. You did. All right. Again, the number to dial in. We've got Prophecy coming up on the second half of this hour. 347-934-0966. That's number dial to the show. If I'm ever out in Portland, you know, I can pull up on DJ Budget Money, and you know what I'm saying? We can roll one up and ride through the Cadillac, you know what I'm saying, in Seattle, and this Cadillac, you know.
Yeah.
I like that Macklemore joint.
I'll show you around
saying?
Town, man. You get to town, man. I'll show you around, man.
Yeah. We got to check it out. I got to come through. I've been wanting to go to Portland, man, just because every person I ever talk to that ever goes, they always have a good-ass damn time. They always talk about the party. They talk about the women, and they talk about how much good y'all got out there to blow on. So, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
Like, talk about, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my friends that go to Denver, they go to Denver, but nobody ever comes back talking about how they ski. They just talk about all the shops they hit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, all the different flavors that they checked out while they was up there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty
sure. Record day over here is cool.
Ah, okay. All right. We definitely got to make sure we check it out, man. I thank you for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. Give me any last words that you want to end with, any parting words. Go ahead real quick. Tell us what you want to know.
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know, man, just check out my just put my name on the Google search. Check it out. Feedback's great. Just want to say just keep up your craft. Keep grinding. Just keep your head just held high. Just keep going. No one can tell you to stop but you. So
that's pretty,
you know.
It. That's the only
no
person
can tell you to stop, but only you.
That's it, man. Well, you know, I definitely had a good time chopping up with DJ Budget Money right here live on K100 Radio, and I appreciate everybody who's rocking with us. We're going to pause for a second to give you guys a little bit of ads, and then we're going to come up with Prophecy. And let me tell you guys how we ended up rocking with Prophecy real quick. Well, I'll tell you in a second when we get Prophecy on the line. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're watching us right now on Facebook Live, you know, just know that this interview with Prophecy happened within the last hour. That's how we decided that we were going to be interviewing Prophecy on K100 Radio. It was a contest that we did. You know, we did our own version of Cyber Monday and Black Friday over at K100 Radio. And we decided that we was going to do an interview with somebody real quick. And the way they won it and what they had to do within 1 hour to make that happen. So hang around real quick. We'll be right back in a second. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with us on K100 Radio for this direct line interview with DJ Budget Money. All right? You guys make sure you go follow him and hook up with him if you want to get those tracks. Make sure you highlight him. Stand by, though. Just pause. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. This is K100 Radio. Yeah.
Let go. This is a shout out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, BeatsbySam.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you hearing in the background, go to BeatsbySam.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to BeatsbySam.com. Hey, yo, Sam, let's let them know. Turn up. BeatsbySam.com. BeatsbySam.com.
Are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off all services.
All right, and we're back. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. What's going on? All right, next up for the second half of this direct line interview segment on K100 Radio. I really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. Remember, again, that's the number to dial into the show. All right, we've got Prophecy getting ready to come on the line. Let me make sure they're over here. I think they're over here right now. Prophecy, Finesse Gang, what up?
What it do? What it do?
Yeah, what's up,
going
man?
On? What's happening?
You guys got it done
real quick. You know, talking about shout out to you guys. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the direct line interview with you guys. I want to thank you guys for rocking with us on K100 Radio. I really appreciate it. Now, let me tell you guys how this all came to be real quick. All right, real fast. So, basically, I've been talking shit on Facebook, right, about Cyber Monday deals and all kind of stuff. I didn't do a Cyber Monday deal on K100 Radio. I'm like, fuck that. Our prices are already cheap for everything that we do. So what I did was, about about 3 o'clock, I said, you know what? I'm going to do one quick flash, blue light special flash sale. And so I did a post on Facebook, and I said, look, first artist that gets 10 people to go like our Facebook page, and then Tell me who they are, who sent them. I'll do an interview with them right here on K1's Radio. And I just posted it and then tagged a bunch of people. And it was a quick rat race. And then, but Prophecy was like, ASAP had like 10 people jumping over there like, yo, I'm here for Prophecy. I didn't even know because he had his government name on Facebook, right? So everybody was checking in for Prophecy. And I'm like, wait a minute, who is this? So I had to figure that out. That it was the same person. And I just did that real quick. Let me don't tell people why I did that. I did that because for me, it's like, look, our prices are already cheap. So the only deal that you can get is free. It's if I get our prices are already so low for everything that we do. I'm like, the free is the next step, right? So I said, okay, I'm gonna do something free, right? 100% off. My Black Friday was not 50%. It was 100% off sale. And I just said, I'm just gonna try to see who has some real support. If an artist, it shouldn't take an artist maybe an hour, 30 minutes to just go hit 10 of his friends and say, hey man, go to this page for me on behalf of me that you rocking with me. Like this page for me and tell them I sent you. If people are rocking with you like that, it shouldn't be hard, right? Right? You'll be surprised.
Right.
You'll be surprised.
You're right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You'll be surprised how many people really will take the minute. Just it's not even you didn't even ask them for any money. You know what I'm saying? You just said go like a page for me and tell them I sent you. And you'll be surprised how many people can't get 10 people to do that within an hour. You feel me? But if you call somebody and say, hey, I'm having a party, or if you call somebody and say I'm doing this, then the third, call when your homeboy say, man, I got these hoes over here, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they quick to come for
your phone. You know what I'm saying? Hit your phone right back. So here we are. Congratulations on that win. All right, man. Y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves to the broadcast real quick. And go.
What's up? What's up? This Proxy of the Finesse Gang.
Yeah, Dez Loke.
Got my brother Dez Loke here with me and my daughter, man. We just chilling right now, you know. It's an off day for me, so I'm doing the family thing.
Well, hey, it's a good thing. It's a good thing you was off today. Look what happened. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, it's my little sister's birthday, man.
Yeah,
so I want to shout out my little sister. My dad got 13 kids, and it's one of my little sisters out of six of them. It's her birthday, man. So shout out to her. Shout out to K100 Radio, man, for making this happen in such a short notice, man. Y'all the truth over there, man. I love what y'all do, man.
I appreciate it, man. Well, big ups to her. Tell her, what's her name?
Her name, Crystal Wright.
Crystal Wright. Shout out to Crystal Wright. Happy birthday to
Crystal Wright.
What's going on? Happy birthday. Covington,
Georgia.
All right. What's going on, Crystal? Happy birthday from all of us over here at K100 Radio. What's happening? Yeah. Shout out to Krista. Happy birthday, Krista. All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialed to the show. You see the number scrolling across the screen if you're checking us out on Facebook Live right now. Big ups to Crystal and big ups to the homie Prophecy, man. So let's go ahead and jump into it. All right. So, and you know, I'm kind of glad that it was somebody, an artist who I've seen who has tried to, you know, send music into K1's Radio before or, you know, tried to rock with us, you know what I'm saying, and actually comment on our post. I'm glad somebody look at the post to actually be rocking with us and be checking for us and say, hey, man, I'm finna do this real quick and actually got his people to support him real quick. And you actually had way more than 10 when it was over with. After I started looking at the page, you jumped past the 10 mark and people were still, you know, liking the page and saying, I'm here for prophecy. So, you know what I'm saying? It shows that you got some support. And artists don't understand how important it is to have support from family, friends, or whoever. And I don't think the people who are friends of artists don't understand that. You know, just simple stuff like doing this for you, how important it is to keep you motivated. You know what I'm saying? Even though you should be self-motivated, it helps all the motivation, you know, that you can get from yourself within and outside of yourself with family and friends helps. So it's good to see that you got a little support system that's going on and rocking with you right now. You feel me? So let's jump into a couple other things. First of all, tell us about your music, man. Where are you going with it and your direction? Do you have any projects, anything coming out? And we've got two songs that we got loaded up that
right.
Made me rock with you. You know what I'm saying? But tell us about what you got with the grind right now. What's going on with it?
The grind right now is just trying to feed my daughters and let the world know about the Finesse Gang. I'm one of the co-founders of the Finesse Gang, and we're just trying to let the world hear our music, man. The Finesse Gang is like, you know, we different producers, artists, everybody got their own hustle, their own grind, and we all just can't come together. You know, we from Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Atlanta, you know. I grew up in Covington, Georgia, all around the six, all that, man. A-Town, you know, we going to stand up, man. We stayed down, man, you know. We're trying to come up, but I was born in Pittsburgh, so I moved out here to get on my grind with the music and be around my dad and my brothers and my sisters, try to get this thing moving. My whole family do music, my cousins. Shout out all them, man, my whole family. You know, we just trying to make things happen, man, trying to, you know, keep family first and, you know, trying to keep things moving. God first, you know, family first, all that.
All right.
That's all what it's about.
Tell me about Finesse Gang. Who's all in Finesse Gang besides Prophet?
Well, we got, you know, we got Dez Loke, we got Lethal, we got GT, you know, Germ, Cheddar. Man, the Finesse Gang is my whole hood, man. It's so many names I can't even name people. I can go on and on. You know, people might even get mad that I just didn't say their name first, you know. But, you know, we the Finesse Gang. You know, you the Finesse Gang. You finessing, you know. Everybody Finesse Gang. Everything Finesse Gang, you know.
I don't know, man. You know, sometimes cats, you know, sometimes cats be like, every nigga trying to finesse me out my shit. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm fucking with you.
That's where people get wrong, you know. It's more to life than, you know, getting over on people and all that. I'm finessing in life with music. I feel like I'm living my dreams. I put God first. My family support me. My friends support me. And I just go hard, man. And good things like this happen when you stay down. And I will not lie to you. If you stay down, you will come up. I'm a working man. I wash dishes for a living, man. And I rap to show my kids that if you believe in yourself, you will achieve whatever you want to. And that's real. You know what I mean?
A lot of artists, a lot of people won't admit, you know what I'm saying, that literally on the air, on the broadcast. Like, they will not.
I'm admitting it because I want the world to know the finesse. I want them to know me, Prophecy, as a person. You know, my daughter is right here now live with me on Facebook. My brother is here, man. We live, man. We with you.
We don't fabricate.
Yeah, we ain't fabricating nothing. This is all real. Real life stuff. Real music. And you'll hear that in my music. The pain, the struggle, everything.
True that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like it. I like where we're going. I like how this thing is already starting out. You know what I'm saying? Just keeping it 100. That's the whole point. K100 Radio, that's what that literally stands for. Keep it 100. That's why we're here. So big ups to
keep
you, man.
Keep it 100 radio.
I do get tired of just having to just artists coming on here rapping about, you know what I'm saying, all the money they got and all this shit. And, you know, then they won't spend a dime with on the promotion or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it gets tiring. It gets so... You know, it gets repetitive, you know what I'm saying, to the point where artists, you know, you kind of just start just toning them out. You feel me? And I remember when I posted the post, you felt like, dang, you know, you said, well, I felt like the post was directed at me. And it wasn't, you know, directed
yeah,
at
yeah.
one. You know what I'm saying? It was just
Well,
that.
It wasn't that. The thing was is when you said that, I actually bought it. I remember I've hit you up a few times, like, you know, and you was like, hey, man, go to my website, you know. All the information you need is there, and you even messaged me about these direct line interviews, and I even watch you on Facebook all the time when you're live because I love your Illa Kill show, like, you
right.
know, so I'm like, you know, now I'm to the point I'm like, man, this he just posted this, and I'm like, I just bought a TV, $200 TV, you know, I could have got me a lot of interviews that's gonna help me be broadcasted to the world, you know. Like, that's where us independent artists, we lack. You know, a lot of people be like, oh, I'm spending this, I'm spending that. At the end, you're going to be successful. You know what I mean? You just got to believe in you. You got to brand yourself. That's why
you got to invest in
yourself. That's why everything about me is 10 toes down, Finesse Gang. That's me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm striving for whatever God got planned for me, and so far life is good, man. I work for me and my kids, and that's what I love. I love music, and that's what I'm going hard for. Me, my
right.
family, and God in this music.
That's what's up. I'm listening. Like you said, you could have gotten it, but you happened. You know what I'm saying? And you still had to work to get it. It just wasn't, you know, wasn't hard work or nothing. It was just something I said. Look, I got a slot open. You feel me? And I said, I'm just going to do my own little quick sale, you know, my own little holiday sale, if people want to call it, whatever you want to call it. I said, I'm going to just do it real quick and see what happens. You know what I'm saying? And I was surprised that, you know, you was like, you said, hold on, I'm going to get my people to do it right now. And you had people of all looks. It looked like all different ages and everything. It could have been all family, but I mean, again, you have artists who have people who don't even have 10 people who actually do that for them. You know what I'm saying? You know, but then they'll expect something if you blow up or something like that. You know, those will be the same people that'll come around and want something or want with their hand out. You know what I'm saying? If you are successful, if you get to a level where you can provide for your kids through your art, you know what I'm saying? I want to jump into some of them. We got two songs by you. We got What Happens, and we got Prophecy and Mr. Walter. Which one you want to run with first? You want to run with What Happens?
Yeah, I guess I'll present What Happens to the World right now. I've only presented it once before on the radio station, so this will be like a world premiere live, you know. It's actually like I said, I'm trying to live my dreams. It's Finesse Gang and Busy Bone, Prophecy, Lethal, What Happens. Y'all going to get it live on K100 Radio, man.
All right, you said Busy Bone. You mean Busy Bone, Bone Thugs, Busy Bone?
Busy Bone. Yeah, that's my favorite rapper growing up. Me and my friends, we always wanted to be Bone Thugs and Harmony. So I end up reaching out to Busy Bone. And, you know, like I said, man, it's all God's plan. We made it happen. So you're going to see what happened when you hear this beautiful music we created.
All right, that's what's up. You know, you're probably... You are the first artist I've ever said who, when they was young and they was rapping, they wanted to grow up and they wanted to be Bone Thugs. You feel what I'm saying? Like, even though I like Bone Thugs, but I've never heard an artist say that. I've never heard an artist say they wanted to be Bone Thugs. Like, there's always, you know, whoever their favorite could have been, Pac or Biggie or whatever, if you UGK. But I've never heard someone say, yeah, my favorite rappers was Bone Thugs. That's what we wanted to be. It's the first time I heard that, actually.
Well, I'm a different person, man. Like I said, I was born in Pittsburgh, but I was raised in the South, so I got a South. But I love Bone Thugs. I love pop. You know, Bone Thugs is the best of me because they made music with all the great legends, and I just feel like, you know, my music, I always wanted to rap fast, or I wanted to kind of sing and rap, or I just wanted my stuff to sound good, and I wanted to try everything. You know, you might catch me trying to sing a country song. You never know. I just love the way they style is, and I love the way they rap and sing and kind of harmonize. I love the harmonization they got, you know. So I always wanted to, you know, them as my idols, man. Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. Shout out to Busy Bone, man.
Real. All right, let's check. Run out, man, and I haven't even heard from any of them in a minute. So, looking forward to hearing this joint. This is Prophecy, Finesse Gang, and Busy Bone right here on K100 Radio. Thank you guys for watching and checking us out. Let's check out this new music right here on K100 Radio. Yo, see what they're popping with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah. You know it's the nigga Prophecy in there, motherfucker, man. Born leaves of the world.
Gang.
We in this motherfucker. 10 toes down the mixtape.
Turn me up.
On this road to success,
we on this
car crash. When you howl for life, when your soul turns to ash.
What happens?
I guess it's back to track.
Let's go.
When your demons and your burgers sing the hunt in hell. When you're 10 toes down, then you got the crown. What happens? I guess it's back to track.
I'm all about action. Tell a nigga what's happening, what's cracking. I put their body in a casket. Side view, who's laughing? Never be no hat tricks. This shit here action. With a faction, y'all bring that cracking. We gon' take it to the car to my nigga, let's cash in. Everybody want they last win. And I've had mine and I've had them, y'all. And that'll be until the body rock. And that'll be until the body stop back them. Oh, I put your money on the wood. Nigga, what's good? Nigga, let's cash them. Oh, put my money on the hood. It all is your. Nigga, don't crash into that wall. Slow bound in the house. I don't know exactly what I'm doing, but I know I'm going home. When they ask me what I'm doing, I better make it known. Get it out and get it moving, I'ma do the leave alone. Talk out of the dog, take a toast out. And then none of my hoes, then none of my bows, then none of my own, then none of mine, then none of mine, no.
On the road to success,
we on
the car crash. When you howl for life, when your soul turns to ash.
What happens?
I guess it's back to track.
Let's go.
When your demons and your burgers sing the hunt in hell. When you're 10 toes down and you got the
crown. What happened?
What
happened?
What happened?
I get backtrack.
Hey, say I'm so trapped out on this road to life. And it's not mapped out. I'm plugged in.
I'm plugged in.
So it's no down drop. You
never.
Fuck niggas.
What
you talking about? Say I've been doing this. So
it.
I ain't gon' stop.
Never.
Standing on your corner about to set up shop. Yeah, all I want is the top. In the industry, niggas need to give me my props. I'm 10 toes on this road to riches.
Yeah.
And these niggas keep acting like
bitches.
By the end of missing. Better thank God for the life that you've been given.
On this road to success,
we on
the car crash. When you howl life, when your soul turns to ash.
What
happened?
What
happened?
Uh-huh.
I guess it's back to track.
Let's go.
When your demons and your burdens seem to hunt in
hell.
When your 10 toes down and you got the crown. What happened?
Say what?
What happened?
What happened?
Shit. I guess it's back to track. What happens when you really trapped out? Living in that crack house. Tell you run that track out. Never back out. Tell it's all sold. On the go paved road. Man, I call this shit 10 toes. Life is a box of chocolates, I suppose. But what happens when you capping and cracking? I'm trying to make it happen. When the odds are against you, the street niggas make it do what it
do.
But you have no clue what I've been through. Cause me and my niggas stuck together like glue. What happens when you tryna pursue your dreams, dawg? What happens when you gotta beat those fiends, y'all? On this road to success,
that's
the car crash. When you howl life, when your soul turns to ash.
What happens?
What happens?
Let go! This is a shout out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, BeatsbySam.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you hearing in the background, go to BeatsbySam.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to BeatsbySam.com. Hey, yo, Sam, let's let them know. Turn up. BeatsbySam.com.
BeatsbySam.com.
Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy Wiz Khalifa, man. And right now you're checking out
K100 Radio.
You feel me?
All right, K100 Radio. I'm your host, Wiz. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. This is another Direct Line interview, and we're chopping it up with our flash sale contest winner, Prophecy, right here on K100 Radio. What's going on? Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. You can hit the phone lines up. What happened? Did we lose Prophecy on the phone line? Oh, shit. I think we lost Prophecy on the phone line. I'm going to wait to try to get him. I'm going to wait to try to get him right back. We just had him on the phone line. I don't know what happened. I'll try to get him right back. But that was his song with Busy Bone. And how we did this today on K100 Radio, what we did was, we had, I just posted a post because I was talking shit about everybody's Black Friday sale, right? So I said, I didn't even do any kind of Black Friday sale. Oh, we got him back on the line right now. I said, I didn't do anybody's Black Friday sale, right? All I did was just made a post and I said, I'm going to do a free interview for the first artist who can go out and get 10 people to go like our Facebook page and then say they sent them, you know, just see if you can get 10 people to support you within the next hour. And I just said, the first person to get 10 people to do it, we're gonna do a direct line interview because we had a slot open today, right? And so Prophecy, at first he was like, "Damn, really?" He's like, "You know, I guess he thought it was bullshitting at first, but I wasn't. I was serious. I just wanted to see how many of these artists claim they got the streets on lock and how many people are paying attention, you know, to who on social media actually looking for opportunities or who on here trying to fuck bitches." And he was paying attention. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of what happened. So we're right back, checking back in with Prophecy and Finesse Gang. What up, homie? What's going on?
What it do?
We back checking out.
We back live in this thing with you. We watching you live.
On Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody checking me out on Facebook Live. I see Said Wines. Check out Beats by Said. If you heard that ad that just ran, Beats by Said, www.beatsbysaid.com. Said Wines. I see he was over here watching the Facebook Live page. He advertising with us right now, and he's got some dope beats. If you ever you heard a couple of songs that we've actually worked with him on, and he's got some tracks coming on the upcoming K1's radio compilation. So definitely go check out beatsbysaid.com. Go rock with the homie. I see Twink is checking in. Also, I see Vina was watching. Don Antonio, this gang is in the building. What's going on? Shout out to checking us out, man. You know, and we got another song we're going to play in a minute. We got Prophecy and Mr. Walter, which I could have been. We're going to play that one before we get ready to get up out of here, man. But let me ask you this. What about, you know, you said you came back down here to Atlanta, and now you're in Atlanta. You know, you said you've been to Philly and you was from Philadelphia. I did say Philadelphia, right, or Pennsylvania. What'd you say, Philly?
No, I was born in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
I'm from Covington, Georgia.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
well,
I was in Covington, man, all around this shit, all in Georgia, man. I'm country, but, you know, I was born in Pittsburgh, so I came back here to touch with my roots and shit.
All right. So tell me, you in Atlanta. Tell me what you think about the indie music scene over here in Atlanta right now. You be out here grinding, you know, doing, you know, I'm pretty sure you do the open mics and everything like that. What do you think about the indie music scene?
I live in Pennsylvania.
Oh, you live in Pennsylvania?
You heard me, Bowman?
I live in Pennsylvania.
I've lived in Atlanta for 20 years, though.
Oh. So now, well, how long you been up there then?
For 3.5 years now.
All right. So tell me about the game. Well, if you only been up there, you really been in Atlanta pretty much most of your life. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Yeah, you're pretty much from Atlanta. You need to move back up there. But okay. So tell me about the difference. Yeah. 20. Come on, man. 20 years. I mean, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, but tell me the difference about the game up there than it is down there.
Well, you know, up here, it's kind of a little faster, man. You know, down there, we kind of more country, you know. But, you know, it's a lot different, but I talk a lot different. They think I'm country. They can't really understand me up here, but, you know, it is what it is. The women love it. My girl, my kids love me. That's all that matter, you know. The music scene is really different, though. It's real hard. It's like really no outlets in Pennsylvania, so that's why I kind of came out here to kind of, you know, get noticed and kind of bring my sound and, you know, my family to the A. My people up here in Pennsylvania, Washington, Pennsylvania, I'm bringing them all to the A. I'm bringing my people from the A in Pennsylvania together, man, and that's how we created the Finesse Gang. I even got people in different states, too, so we just creating our own lane, our own sound.
So you pretty much did the opposite of what everybody does. Like, everybody moves to Atlanta to get exposure, but you moved away because you wanted to stand out, basically. Did you feel like it was
do my own thing? I feel like if I would have stayed in Georgia, I would have been just a trap rapper, you know what I mean? And that's not me. I got my own style. I got my own lane. The Finesse Gang.
But you could have just not done that. I mean, you didn't have to move to not be a trap rapper. You could have just not did it. You could have just not been a trap rapper, bro. You could have. I'm just saying.
Well,
you could have
just, what I'm saying that ain't, is, when I lived in Georgia, I was more of a street dude. Like, I was just doing other shit. I was going to trying to go to college and get my life situated. But moved back up here, you know, now I'm a father, you know, I work a 9-to-5, so, you know, a lot of things that I was doing, it's not happening no more. So, you know, that's,
right.
You know, my style changed with it. I matured. I became a man, you know what I mean? It's no more money, cars, clothes, and hoes. It's, you know, feeding my daughters and getting diapers. You know, that people make crazy songs, but I make real music, you know. I could have been a wankster. I could have been a hustler. You know what I mean? And y'all going to hear that. And I could have been, you know, what I could have been.
All right. Now I see what you're saying. I get it now. All right. I just wanted to make clear, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, you said, you know, there's not a many outlets and everything, but you went there, but you made a life decision and it's affecting your music in a positive way. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm tired of wankster to myself, to be honest with you. I get it. Now we see. I'm tired of that shit too. All right, name of this joint is called. We're getting ready to play another joint by Prophecy. This joint is called "I Could Have Been," right? by Prophecy and Mr. Walter.
Yes, sir. Featuring Mr. Walter.
All right. Let's check this one out on K100 Radio right now. Thanks, everybody, for rocking with us on this Direct Line interview. You guys, hit us up. Let us know what you think. 347-934. Or if you want to call in and be on the air with Prophecy, just give them a shout-out. Hit the phone line, 347-934-0966. This is K100 Radio. Let's check it out right now.
I could have been, I could have been. I could have been lost out here with no cause. I could have been shook, scared out my draws. I could have been a flunky, I could have been a junkie. Instead, I'm a hood, start getting all this money. I could have been a dummy, not getting this knowledge. Now I'm finna graduate, I'm trying to go to college.
I could have been a wanker, I could have been a hustler. I could have been a broke nigga, I could have been a muscle. I could have been a lame, I could have been a square. Instead of being ball and blowing, couldn't send the hell. I could have been a grill, I could have been a blood. I could have been a businessman, I could have been a bug. I should have been gone, I should have been dead. Instead I'm on the grind, trying to focus on my bread. I could have been bad, instead of doing good. Making haters mad, all over my hood. I could keep it real, and stay right where I'm at. Or I could keep it realer, and promise to come back. I could be a rat, out here chasing cheese. Or I could be a big dog, watching for these fleas. I could have been born, living without a purpose. I could have been born, living like it's worthless.
I could have been the president, my president is black. I could have been a soldier, 10 toes and a rat. I could have been your manager, looking over your back. I would have been on camera if I had no war hat. I could have been in Canada, somewhere over there, where no one seems to recognize that I have not been here. I could have been on Peachtree, Sunset, Times Square. Could have been anywhere in the world, but still right here. I could have been a wanker, I could have been a hustler. I could have been a broke nigga, I could have been a muscle. I could have been a lame, I could have been a square. Instead of big ball and blowing cush in the air. I could have been a grill, I could have been a blood. I could have been a businessman, I could have been a thug. I should have been gone, I should have been dead. Instead I'm on my grind, trying to focus on my bread. I could have been.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. What up? K1's Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Again, 347-934-0966. And we just chopped it up with the homie Prophecy. You know what I'm saying? Finesse Gang is in the building. What's going on with those guys? All right. I'm getting ready to sign up. But before we go, I'm going to let these guys give out all the information that they want. If you want to check out some of their music, what's going on? You go ahead, guys. Give it out.
All right, man, you can get all my music on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. You can go to 10toesdown.com, unsigned99.9. You can go follow us on me on Twitter at OneProphecy, Instagram, under prophecy_1, Snapchat, 10toesdown.com, man, blackkkk.com. You know, man, we in here, man.
You stay black.
You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram. Devon Johnson, just follow me.
All right, Devon Johnson. What's going on? Make sure you check it out. Did you say the black KKK? You say the black KKK?
Yeah, black. BLAKKK.com, man. Go visit us today, man. It's a clothing line. You know, it's compensation for the culture we created, man. You know, we created a lot of things, man. So, you know, go to blackkkk.com and see what we about, man. We got nice merchandise, man. Check out my Facebook page, all my social media. You can see how we rocking, man. Shout out to my homie since first grade.
All right. Shout out to you, dog. Well, congratulations, man, on getting this direct line interview just for being on your grind and on your hustle real quick. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to you for that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to you for
back.
Yeah, make sure you I'm pretty sure you did, but just make sure you congratulate all those people who came over there and liked our page. It was more than 10. They were still liking it after the fact. I guess, you know, take people a minute to get it, but that was the whole point. Like, let's see how many people responding to your text real quick. How many people checking for you on Facebook? How many people got your notifications turned on and shit? Or have they started hiding all your posts because they tired of you promoting your shit? It was a test.
Yeah, man. Hey, we're going to keep promoting. We're going to keep grinding.
Yeah, yeah. All right, man. Congratulations. I'll catch you next time, all right?
All right. Shout out, man, to y'all. Salute to DJ. Salute DJ Budget Money, man. Salute K100 Radio.
Absolutely. Now, before I go, I'm going to stop this particular recording right here. I'm going to stop this. I'm going to let the broadcast jump back on in a second. Matter of fact, if you guys are listening to us right now on K100 Radio, all right, you guys are getting ready to go back live to the broadcast, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to jump over here and holler at my Facebook Live folks real quick. But shout out to everybody who's watching us over here, listen to us on K100 Radio. DJ Will Money. Let me know. DJ Chill Will, my bad. DJ Chill Will is coming up at 7 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Where is his drop, matter of fact? Let me just drop that in there and let you guys know. But he's coming up at 7 o'clock for the Grind or Die Mix Show, so make sure you guys rock with him. All right? And make sure you hang around and check out the music and check out DJ Chill Will coming up. All right? These will be posted on SoundCloud and they'll be posted on, I think I'm putting these on YouTube also, but you can always look at the Facebook live feed and check them out if you want to watch the videos and hear the music for DJ Budget Money and Prophecy. You dig? I appreciate you guys rocking with us over here. On the broadcast, my Facebook Live crew, you guys pause for a second.
We gon' turn up on DJ 100. Y'all already know who it is, man. It's your favorite driver, favorite grinder. Chill Will. Y'all make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday. K100 Radio.
Blazing non-stop hip-hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24/7. MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap.
All right, yo. So, anyway, back over here to you guys over here on my to my Facebook Live crew. Yeah. So that was Prophecy. We just did two direct line interviews. Appreciate those guys for coming through, showing up. You know what I'm saying? All their supporters. But I just want to say why I did that interview, right? Why did I do it the way that I did it? And this is, we're off air on K100 Radio, so I'm just talking to my Facebook Live people because I did it on Facebook, and Facebook is a real litmus test, right? There's a lot of things that you can use different social medias to gauge with people, right? You know what I'm saying? You can gauge your levels of interaction with people, and you can gauge true support super easy with Facebook. because the way it's set up. It's set up to cut out a lot of fake support. You know what I'm saying? The way they got it set up. That's why you can. That's why it's so easy to buy followers on Twitter and Instagram and stuff, but not so much with the likes on Facebook, because they got a lot of algorithms and stuff that's set in place to block all that. So, right. So what I did today, like I said in the interview, where I just randomly put a post up, you know what I'm saying? And I did it, and I tagged people, and I did it. Now, I understand that I did it in the middle of the day where somebody could have been working or anything like that, but that was the whole point, you know what I'm saying? The grind is, like, always constantly going, you know what I'm saying? Opportunities pop up here and there. If you work a 9-to-5, or if you work, or if you got something going on, the industry keeps going. You know what I'm saying? The industry doesn't necessarily stop just because you got to go to work or you got to take care of your kids, whatever. There's opportunities and there's stuff popping up constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all over the country, all over the world. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about, you know, oh, somebody hit you up, can you seize it in that moment? Sometimes you can't. Sometimes life gets in the way and you just can't. You know, sometimes your supporters can't come out to your show because they got to go to work. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't paying their bills. Right. So they got to go. They want to support you, but they can't come to your show because they got to get up at 5 a.m. and, you know, you're doing some open mic where they start signing up. They start the first act at 11:30 and y'all being there at 3 a.m. You feel what I'm saying? And so, you know, you can't get upset with people when they can't support you like that. Right. We understand that. Everybody understands. Everybody gets that. Right. So that's not what I did. I did it to just kind of show, really, just, you know, we at any given moment, we could just do whatever free. We could interview people free. We could do this. This is what we do over here at K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying? We can make things happen really quickly, right? But I just wanted to do it just to give a random artist who just today was just scrolling down the timeline, and really the perfect kind of artist got this opportunity and ran with it and won it. You know, just a person, an artist that I've actually seen them working in and promoting it and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But also an artist who knows that we have things like this that they could do. It could have been did it, you know what I'm saying? And it could have been promoted a lot more, and then he could have had a lot more people tune in. It could have been a lot planned. It could have been better. It could have had more interaction, everything. But he only had an hour to tell people about it, and he only had an hour to get ready for it. Now, fortunately for the artist, he was ready, right? He had a picture ready to go. He had his MP3 music ready to go. He had a bio. He had everything on standby, which is what I put in the post. If you go find the post on my page, on my personal page, on Blizzom, my personal Ron Blizzom page, then you'll see the post that I did for him to be able to get this interview right that he did. And I put, look, you got to be ready. You got to be able to call in at this time. You got to have your pictures and your everything. You got to get everything to me. You got an hour. Go, right? Fortunately for the artist, he was already prepared, which also was a testament to the fact that he had supporters who took a minute out of their day, never heard of K100 Radio. Most of them, it was people from all of the places, from wherever he's at, and they never heard of us probably. So he convinced them to go support us in support of him, and he also had everything squared away and ready to go. Whether or not you enjoyed the music, whether or not you thought the music was dope or was not, I can tell you, I can name 20 artists who I think probably have better music than that artist, who if I hit them right now and told them to do that, they couldn't make it happen. Either they're not going to have the 10 people to rock with them like that, or they're not going to have everything to be able to get everything to me ASAP real quick. You feel what I'm saying? Like, right now, do it. You feel what I'm saying? Just not ready to go. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, I can name you people who may have better music who couldn't have done it. For whatever reason, they just wouldn't have been to put up. Or besides the fact that they probably wouldn't even look at the post and just feel like, I ain't doing that. I ain't finna go get 10 likes for that page just for that. The attitude, I say at the top of the list of reasons why that wouldn't have worked for them is their attitude. They probably looked at that same post like, man, I ain't finna text nobody for that shit. Which doesn't fucking matter to me, because we're gonna be doing what we do anyway. It's not going to affect us in any way whatsoever. If anybody wouldn't have done it, it wouldn't have made a difference. I just wouldn't have did an interview, and I would have found something else to do. We didn't lose any money or anything. I just ate up 30 minutes of time, you know what I'm saying, to do it. But we was going to do the budget money interview anyway, which was already scheduled. Which, ergo, is my point. That I think people, I'm trying to get people to understand that why I did it that way. Why I did it short, quick, see who's paying attention, was on purpose. Right? Just to see who would do it. And I'm pretty sure a couple of people who looked at it said, man, I ain't finna be tagged. I ain't finna do all that. That's too much. Or maybe they felt like they couldn't get it done in an hour. And if you don't feel like you can get 10 people to take their phone, because everybody has their phone and everybody has Facebook, if you don't feel like you can get 10 people, if you can't send out 10 texts and say, hey, can you do this for free for me in support of my grind, you got bigger issues than what we charge over here at K100 Radio, or what some person charges you on the stage, or what a publicist charge, a studio. But you've got bigger problems if you can't get 10 people to do that in an hour. Your whole support system needs work. You need more people on your team badly. See, it was an easy test. It was something that I could have did if somebody would have posed it to me. I could get it done easily. Even before K1's Radio, when I was just an artist, I could have easily got that done. Just from sending out 30 texts to people who I know rock with me hard body, no matter what. 10 people? That's why I didn't even make it no asinine crazy number like 40 people or some shit. Just 10. A simple number that should easily be able to, any artist who's really grinding should have a way to get 10 people to support them for free. Didn't even cost any money. And it probably took them about 2 minutes at a time, max, to go click the link, like a page. Hey, this person said like this page, and I'm rocking with them. I just want to see how many people will actually pay attention to the post and how many people can actually fucking get it done. What's up, Juice G? What's up, bro? What's going on? Mac Diesel, what's going on? So that's why I did it that way. I just wanted you guys to know why, you know, the reason why. If you saw that post and you saw that I just made that and I did this and I put that interview together in like an hour, it was because I was just trying to litmus test so many people that, you know, cap a lot about they got this many supporters, or cap a lot about they don't have any opportunities, but they're always on social media and Facebook all day long. And I'm pretty sure, you know, it was another artist who I would have liked to interview as well, who was trying to get in it. She got a couple of people to do it, but it wasn't quick enough. And that was also the litmus test. Like, how many people will stop what they're doing real quick if you text them a message, right? Everybody check their text message. Looking at Facebook is different. But everybody, you know, you got to think about people. You look at how people operate. If you text them, do you have 50 people that you can text? Not just post on Facebook and tag. Can you actually text them and got their phone number and text these people and say, hey, I need you to do this for me real quick. Vote for me for this. Not even got to show up and go to a show. Not even got to go to iTunes and buy nothing. But can you take your phone real quick and this link and hit that button for me? Like, if you've been doing this for a long amount of time and you ain't even got 50 saved numbers that you can count on to just jumpstart and Kickstarter a new song upload or a new face or a new YouTube upload. If you don't got that solid rock solid fan base of barely 50, this is a low, super low number, y'all. 50 to 100 people that no matter what, when you drop this new video, you can text it out to these people and they're going to go and the moment they get a free moment of, they got to do it right then, they can just stop for a second and say boom and do it. It's a litmus test. Do you got 10 people that can do that for you real quick, real fast? I actually had it out. You actually had, it was a race, so you really had more than an hour to do it, but it was like I said, whoever gets to do it first. So he was the first. The other people was doing it, but it was all about who did it first, who was the quickest to get 10 people to go over there and like the page and say, hey, we liking this page for you, Prophecy. That's how you got the interview. But it was just a way to just throw something out there, because I really didn't give a shit about Black Friday or Cyber Sales or anything like that. It wasn't about the money. I just did it just to say I'm gonna do my own version of a Black Friday Cyber Sale. I'm gonna do something for free, 100% off. I just want to see how much support you people really have out here that I always see on my timeline and my newsfeed talking about this, that, and the third. I just wanted to check it out real quick and see what would happen if I did it. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to Prophecy for being able to pull that off, man. And thanks to you guys for watching it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, the people have to look at it from where I sit, and I do little things like that, and I test out the game, and I test out the indies in my own little way, because I, you know, at the end of the day, I try to look at things and say, now what did you, I did that, now what does that tell you? You know what I'm saying? If you try to do that right quick, if you saw that post, right, at 3:05, and you texted 20, 30 people, and not one of those motherfuckers actually did that for you, even if they did it and you didn't beat Prophecy, If they didn't even respond to that text, if they didn't even respond to that post at all, I just helped you find out how much they really support you for free. You're welcome. Juice, there is most of the time our shows, my personal segment that I do on K100 Radio is Wednesdays at 8, although that's going to be changing because it's basketball season and I'm an assistant coach for the basketball, a youth basketball league. So I'm going to change the day probably to Thursdays at 8, which is when you'll see the music review segment. It normally is on Wednesdays, but it's probably going to change to Thursdays at 8, you know, for the next 2 months during the season, 2.5 months during the season. And around February, it'll go back to Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? So that's when I normally do it. The direct line interviews are always around this time of day, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in between 5 and 7. They're going to start being on Mondays, Tuesdays, and for now, Wednesdays from 5 to 7. All right. And then the Illa Kill is on Thursdays. So it'll be in the afternoon unless we're doing Illa Kill. Illa Kill goes from 8 o'clock, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the evening, and it's going to be on Thursdays. For the next 2.5 months. So if you're looking for the Illa Kill music review segment, it'll be from 8 to 10 on Thursdays for the next 2.5 months. And I'll be putting that out there and let people know. For Juice, who's asking me on Facebook Live about that, about when I normally go live. Now, the broadcast, that's for Facebook Live. And when we're doing the segments and interviews, the actual broadcast is live right now, you know.
If it wasn't for hip-hop, I wouldn't be breathing. Bam.
That's the broadcast right there. The broadcast, of course, is 24/7. You know what I'm saying? So the broadcast is live right now. So K1's Radio, if it's, you can listen to the music 24/7 and tune in. You feel me? But these little segments that we have where we do interviews and music reviews and different things like that, the DJ mixes, if you want to hear DJ mixes and get in touch with our DJs and listen to their mix shows, cause some of them do interviews and news reports, and we got talk segments, and they break exclusive music. They all got their own industry plugs. The schedule for that is actually on our website. Go to the DJ page. You can check all that out when the DJ mix shows air live. Like I said, DJ Chillwheel is coming up at about 40 minutes at 7 o'clock p.m. If you want to do Illa Kill, then the instructions to send in the music and everything about it is on the website on K100Radio.com on the submissions page. There's the email coming across the screen right now. Email is K100Radio@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? So that's the email that you send everything to, and the instructions is on the website, all right, at K100Radio.com, and go to the ads and promo page. All right? So that's what you need to know for Illa Kill. And we'll email you when we get to your submission. We take them in order received. We'll send you an email saying, hey, your song's up for review, and we'll tell you the date and time for you to check that out. All right? And just a reminder, since we were talking about sales and advertising and why I just did that, also, make sure you go check out our ad rates, you know what I'm saying, over there at K100 Radio. Make sure you rock with us and get some ads. You know, you can hear the ads getting played live on the air like you heard Beats by Said and Mixtape, Midwest Mixtapes and Real Rap Promo, who've been rocking with us for a while with our getting ads for us over here at K100 Radio. Been rocking with us for a long time consistently, keeping the ads running and stuff, because they know people check out the shows and stuff. And, you know, so those are the ad rates right now if you want to go over there and get an ad, anybody that's watching. All right. So I just wanted to break down why I did that, because some people were like, man, why you do that? Like, somebody hit me on my inbox like, bro, really? That's like, yes, I did all of that was on purpose. Just to show people something real quick, and I'm pretty sure it was a couple of artists who was like, I seen a couple of artists who was like tagging people, and all those motherfuckers didn't really hit back. So I just helped that artist realize real quick, like, you know what I'm saying, how many people rocking with you like that? They couldn't even go like a page just to get you an interview real quick. They couldn't do that for you. You know what I'm saying? I just helped you out a lot. If you feel like, you know, these people definitely support me. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, I just helped you out. All right, that's all I wanted to say. I'm gonna go ahead and end the Facebook Live feed. You feel what I'm saying? But I just wanted to let you guys know why I did that second interview, why I did that contest, and why I was just like, look, you got an hour. Say, that's a whole hour, bro. Like, that should have been able, an artist should have been able to get 10 people to do that within like 15, 20 minutes max. Just because of the delay in time that people actually gonna look at the text that you send them or the Facebook tag and say, oh, it's my dog. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and click this for him real quick. It should have took anybody who's seen that post no more than 20 minutes to go and do that. Max, bro. Max 20 minutes. I swear to God, it should have took you guys 20 minutes to get 10 people to do that. I gave you guys a whole hour. So at that point, I'm thinking it's really going to be a race to who gets to the 10 first. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it shouldn't have been about can you get 10 people. It should have been who can get 10 people first. Who sees it first? Who gets 10 people first? Not necessarily can you get 10 people to go like a page for you to get something, some free promo. You know what I'm saying? It should have been real easy for anybody, any artist, to do that. Who's worth their grind? Who's really got supporters? So I just did that to show you guys and prove a little point. And that was my Cyber Black Monday, Friday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever the fuck. All right. That's it. I'm out. This Facebook stream is dead.